Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website, ladies and gentlemen. It's craigjamesfinancial.com. It's a great site. Not only info, but it allows you to log on and pre-register for all the great webinars and events that will be coming our way here in the month of June. Great stuff. Great stuff from Greg James. Yesterday, great comeback from the Dow. Shot up 153. It was down a couple hundred points. Late in the afternoon, 33.061 starting point. Futures is up about 175 or so as we speak. We've got the May jobs report coming at around 8:30 this morning, and also debt ceiling rung number two completed as far as the Senate sign-off goes to the president's desk. As we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. Sir, good to have you on a Friday.
Good morning, Jay. You know, excellent introduction as usual. The government's monthly jobs report is going to come out at 8:30. We got, you know, the funny thing is we got the ADP payroll. ADP is a private company, but they also do their own reporting, and they still show a strong labor market for them. They wrote the initial jobless claims rose modestly from the week prior, but came in less than expected. So the private sector employment increased 278,000, according to them, in May, really much ahead of the 170,000 that were expected. And really, who's hiring, and from ADP anyway, this isn't looking at from the government report, which we'll get later, is basically leisure and certainly hospitality. So hospitality and leisure. So very, very important. Wage growth, though, was not matching it, so that people are getting paid less and they're working more. And so that we're not seeing this wage price spiral that we get with stagflation. That was one of the indicators. So we'll get that in about, an hour and 5 minutes. We'll figure out how this all peels together. But all eyes are going to be on the Fed. And, you know, are we going to pause here, Jay? Or are we going to keep it going? Are they going to go from 5.25, 5.5, go to 6? So the month of May was kind of mixed for equities. You know, it wasn't really a great month for stocks and bonds, except for the fact that, of course, technology was cruising in there. All right. Aside from that, aside from the jobs report, comes some other things. We'll take a look at that. We also get some stock news, but we're almost done with earnings season as well, Jay. So this is all the debt ceiling behind us. You know, we have the Senate voting for the raise of debt limit. So that's a stress on the markets right there. And we started to see that we still get the president gets a, I guess people are saying, because there's no debt ceiling, he has a blank check for the rest of his term here. And he could spend as much as he wants. So we'll have to be just looked at. And aside from that, we're also looking at the fact that China is not growing as strong. And so that could be a problem for the world economy, not necessarily for us. And we're also seeing that Exxon and Chevron are drilling in gas-rich Algeria, the country of Algeria, North Africa, which is very, very strong. You know, a lot of the analysts in Wall Street are also recommending people buy NVIDIA. I'm seeing the analysts are coming in. They're booting. This is the AI company. The AI just hit the $1 trillion club. In terms of market capitalization. So NVIDIA is still registered a value, even though it's grown quite a bit. It's gained value, $650 billion in value, making it over $1 trillion coming up. What we have also, Jay, is we have a quiet weekend. And I think that next week, after we get some of the jobs report today, it should be June should be a little bit of smooth sailing for investors. And I think it's going to be and then we're going to get into some other numbers as we get into July and August, because, you know, things tend to slow up and a little bits of news, little bitty bit of news here and there can really affect the markets. Investors need to stay confident, stay strong. And we will get through this as we muddle through the year with an economy that's somewhat growing, that with inflation that is certainly hitting us and costing us more, And we're seeing, believe it or not, sadly, Jay, in the field, we're seeing a lot of people calling and asking for money. So they're starting to wear out the money. We need to increase, do something about that, because people are starting to tap into their savings at this point.
Yeah, without question. Without question. And when that happens, look out. You know, I was reading also, you know, you talked about these rates and everything else, this mortgage rate. A lot of people, you know, sometimes it goes under the radar, but it rose this week from, I think it was, to 6.79 from 6.57% previous week. Latest from Freddie Mac there. So, you know, you think about the Fed Reserve about raising these interest rates to help stave off inflation again. You know, listen, when everybody thought that Powell would not, something of this nature signals to me that he will. So, not a good sign. Not a good sign. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, Jay, what's your feeling on this debt ceiling debate? Did you talk to any of you on your shows the last few days? Anybody comments? Did you talk to Lalota? How did he vote? What's going on with this debt ceiling thing? And how did it finally go down?
The Long Island contingent, the three-man guys, Desposito, Lalota, and Garbarino, all voted yes. Oh, by the way, guess who voted no? Anybody guess out there? But in essence, you know... I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of the experts, backs of the wall and everything else. You know, you slice a little bit here, you gain a little bit here. I do not like raising the ceiling, $4 trillion myself. You know, I don't like it at all. I don't like a lot of the extra funding regarding the FBI with all that's going on within there, the IRS as well. I'm not thrilled about it. And it's just a stopgap when you think about it. It's a stopgap. It's like putting, you know, one of those little Band-Aids on a big gash, you know, to stop this bleeding. You're only temporarily, January 2025, when, you know, whoever the president is will be thrust right into this thing. But with that being said, you know, these are two sides who cannot agree on anything. And I think you almost have to put something in place because, you know, I truly was under the belief that we could have some trouble here. You know, if these, and you look at the history of these two sides, and it's not good. It's not good. But I think, you know, you had to get something done. I know McCarthy's getting killed over this. I think he had to do what he had to do. And that was it, you know. So at least to put something in place, and you hopefully will get a new regime. That's how the only way to solve this thing is to get the three heads of state on the same page. The president, the Senate, and the House. It's the only way you're going to solve it. Unfortunately, that's the way we are, you know? So that's my take on things. That's my take. So it is what it is.
I just, I guess we're going to live with it. So, all right, Jay, thanks for your excellent reporting. You know, it's been a good week. You're right there on the front of it, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Remember that site? Get to it. Great info. Pre-registering on the site essential. Take part in all the great webinars and events that come our way. Nobody does it better than Craig James, I'll tell you that much.